Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your great love that has moved on our behalf. And I thank you that we, by believing what you believe, we partake of this love, Father God. So thank you for this word again this morning that is like manna coming down to from heaven, just stirring us up and giving us exactly what we need to be enlightened and motivated and blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading Psalm 126 from the TPT. It was like a dream come true when you freed us from our bondage and brought us back to Zion. We laughed and laughed and overflowed with gladness. We were left shouting for joy and singing your praise. All the nations saw it and joined in saying, the Lord has done great miracles for them. Yes, he did mighty miracles, and we are overjoyed. Now, Lord, do it again. Restore us to our former glory. May streams of your refreshing flow over us until our dry hearts are drenched again. Those who sow their tears as seeds will reap a harvest with joyful shouts of glee. They may weep as they go out carrying their seed to sow, but they will return with joyful laughter and shouting with gladness as they bring back armloads of blessing and a harvest overflowing.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. And this is the prophetic picture here of Israel, because of them not being in the light as God is in the light and not being pleasing to him. They were taken into bondage. But their bondage was to in bondage, the heart of God is seen there. Is he's wanting people to wake up to his great and precious promises, wake up to the beauty of serving a living God. And so he tells them, I have plans for you to build you up. But then what they didn't like, he told them there is to become a part, to be a fragrance in that community, so that they can marry and build houses. What is there? We can see his heart. His heart is for everyone to wake up to their true God, wake up to their true Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the life that is there. But then, and then with that, moving towards right thinking, not just thinking of themselves and just there being blessed in their little corner there in Jerusalem, he could then bring them back to Jerusalem, and that's what he done. And then also we know now that Jesus has come, and why did he come? I love the picture there. He said, I would love to gather you as the hen would gather his chickens, so you're protected and you're provided for. And that is what he came for. And so we see already now in the new and the better covenant, the Jews have been placed back into the promised land that God promised to Abram and to his people. So that's encouragement to us. But the big exodus, guys, that we must see now is that God so loved the world that he sent his Son. And his Son came and he showed the way, the truth, and the life here, representing man, because we were predestined in him before the foundation of the earth. He showed the answers, the way of worshiping in spirit and in truth. And then he died, took away our sin, away our sickness, away our wrong beliefs. All that was died, and we need to know that, and we need to understand that. Sin, he became sin so we can become the righteousness of God. Now the righteousness of God is the blessings that we are being raised, that we are in the kingdom, that we are in the family, that we are healed, that we are blessed. And all the promises, not the problems, all the promises are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. So we've got to know and stand on the reality now. We died and our life is hidden with Christ. We died with Jesus, sin, sickness, failure, all that was taken away, and we are now married. And in this marriage now, we partake, because of God's love, we partake of the goodness. This is we are now back to the original, blessed with every spiritual blessing, just as we were predestined in Christ to be holy and blameless in love before the foundation of the earth. So the goodness we've got now in Jesus is we're back to our right family. We now have to have a right mind, and we now have to embrace the promises. Be babes to evil, wise to what is good, and the God of peace will crush Satan underneath your feet. Awake to righteousness and sin no more, for some have not the knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. So knowing what God knows now, we embrace righteousness. And when we embrace righteousness, there's no more place for sin, sickness, doubt, fear. We are shining. We are overflowing with the favor and the goodness of God. And we are lights in this world, because we are kingdom kids. We are already in the kingdom, already in the favor. And that's what we glory in. We glory not in the flesh, not in carnality. We glory in the spirit, and in tune with the Lord. And the Lord watches over us. Amen. We abide under the shadow, in the shadow, under the shadow, in the presence of Almighty God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.